One of the recurring themes in Eim Habanim Smecha Baruch Teichtal is the idea that the Jewish people are going to suffer as a result of their sins. And the suffering will most often manifest itself in Galus. We get kicked out of the land of Israel. And he talks about what that really means. And he says that the land of Israel is our mother. And when we're faithful, our mother is there for us. But sometimes a person sees someone else and says, I'd prefer this to be my mother. And they move towards that person and they distance themselves from their own family. And what they find out so sadly is that at the end of the day, those people just don't care about them as much as their own family. And it only hits them how true that is when they hit a real crisis. See, when everything is going well, everything seems fine. But when everything starts to fall apart and their life is in turmoil, and everything is spinning around them, they look for their mother. What happens if that stepmother is the only one there? They find out that in fact the stepmother did not really care all along. And then they feel themselves bereft with nothing to save them. It's like a person that's thrown into the middle of the stormy ocean and doesn't even have as much as a life raft. Anything. They're lost. But the land of Israel is that mother. The Eim Habanim Smecha. It's the mother rejoicing. Who will always be there waiting for their child. That's the land of Israel. And so the land of Israel is always going to be waiting for them. And they'll come back. But here's the key piece. How does that work? How does it work that the land of Israel will always be waiting for them to come back? This is Teichtal, such an unbelievable idea. He says it only works if the kid goes looking for their mom. The mom can't find the child on their own. He was speaking to an audience in the 1940s. He was talking to people who were suffering through the horrors of the Holocaust. He even says that he was in one city in the midst of the Holocaust and he wanted to get up to share the need to move back to Israel, even though it was impossible at the time. And he was told that he was told by one of the most chashuv members of the community, you can't speak about that. You could speak about any other topic. Give us chizuk, but not that. And he couldn't believe it. How could that be? But imagine, in the horrors of the Holocaust, nobody looked at Europe and said, oh, this is our mother. They were beginning to realize that for whatever reasons, for hundreds of years, they had latched on improperly to a land that they hoped would be home to them. Meshech Chachma writes that in his times, people would say, Berlin hi Yerushalayim. That's what the German community of Berlin felt, that Berlin is Jerusalem. And he predicted so accurately that a storm would come and wipe the Jews out and they'd realize that that's not home. But what about us? We live in a time where there's no horrors around us. The world is a relatively safe and happy place, despite the last year. So what? What does that tell us? Does that tell us that therefore we're actually aligned with our mother, that this is home? Rav Teichtal's message is specifically for generations like us. We don't have to wait until the country we're in no longer wants us here. But we have to look across the ocean and see that that's home. And that's a place that's waiting for us. And that's a place that will always wait for us. But again, the key piece is, it can't call us, but we have to go to it. And he does say, can you imagine? Imagine the force that would be in the world if all of Klal Yisrael not only desired, but acted upon their desires and wanted to move. Nefesh B'Nefesh will tell you, statistically, Aliyah is up, or Aliyah requests are up by hundreds of percent. So many more people are making Aliyah. But this is the pitfall, and this is the trap. Rav Teichtel says he got up to give a speech in the midst of the horrors of the Holocaust, telling everybody, we got to make Aliyah. We have to move to Eretz Yisrael. It's Arzeinu HaKadosha. And the news came out a few days later that, you know what? The tides are turning and the war was going in the opposite direction and the Germans would probably be defeated. And people say, oh, you see, now we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to go back. There's no reason for it. And he said, wow, could you imagine? God put us through all these horrors. Even Halavai, Halavai, we'd be saved. But we now know for sure it's not home. I would venture to say that, yeah, the world over the last year or so has told us maybe Eretz Yisrael is the place to go on so many levels. But are we going to find ourselves as the world moves back to quote-unquote normal, whatever that means? Are we going to find ourselves saying, all right, we don't need it anymore. Eim habanim smeicha. She will always be our mother and our only mother. And she's waiting for us. God willing, we should all come home. Have a great day.